Om Shanti. Today is Thursday, 16th April 2026. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we'll now listen to Bab Dada's message via Shashi Devi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, along with everyone's loving remembrances, as I reached the subtle region, I saw that the atmosphere of the subtle region was very beautiful. In a very different way, I saw sparkling rays of light illuminating the different areas. I saw what Baba standing on one side. There were very beautiful, three very beautiful boxes in front of Baba. Each box was unique, very beautiful. Before seeing what was inside the box, I noticed that the decoration around the box was so lovely, and one wished to take it in our hands and open it. Baba was looking at these three boxes very lovingly and smiling too. After a few seconds, Baba said, "Child, you are seeing this, aren't you?" I replied, "Yes, Baba, these boxes are very beautiful. And if you were to give these one box to each child, they would be so happy." So Baba replied that Baba is anyway gifting the children these boxes. But why are these boxes kept here? Baba said that every child of Baba's is so very special. There are many specialities in each Brahmin child. Each child is loved by the father, and they are worship-worthy in front of the world. Whichever object is valuable, and the more valuable it is, its outer decoration makes it even more valuable. So Baba's children are each a valuable jewel. So Baba then said, "Look at the box closely." So when I looked at the box, it slowly opens, the lid opens, and there was a very beautiful diamond sparkling inside this box, and the light from the diamond was spreading all around. Baba said, "Each child is Baba's special jewel, and each child has a variety of specialities within them. And so Baba places each jewel, each child, in the box of his heart. So as special as the jewel is, their outer form is also very special. Sometimes the outer form is of being a deity, some of being an elevated Brahmin, some of being an angel. So these three forms are the exterior representation that gives experiences to others as well. At the establishment of the yajna, through the founding instruments, many, many souls had experiences seeing Baba and the founding members of the yajna. So they would see Baba, have experienced Sakar Baba, and have special experiences of the early days. So now, according to the time, Baba is protecting each child, and Baba is keeping each child under the canopy of his protection. Baba is decorating each child. And Baba is presenting each child in front of the world in their different forms, as Brahmins, as angels, as royal deities, to spread their rays of light. And so Baba is preparing each child in this way. And the children are becoming this. So after a few seconds, what did I see? There were again three boxes. So from the first box, very strong rays of light spread out from the first box all around. And from the second box, the rays of light were sparkling sometimes, sometimes beginning, diminishing a bit. So there was fluctuation in the second box. So Baba indicated towards the second box and then explained that there are some special jewels, some of Baba's special children. Sometimes they come under the influence of the exterior situations, exterior company. Baba has made these children powerful according to their virtues, but sometimes their stage fluctuates. And then for the third box, it opens automatically and the rays of light were becoming more and more dim. And that represented the children, Baba explained, are those children who still think a lot of negative, whether it's towards their own efforts, whether it's towards the situation or circumstances. They don't have enough courage to face these situations. Baba has given them strength, but despite having the strength, they're not able to experience it fully. Baba always keeps the children under the canopy of his protection, but the third group of children sometimes experience that help, sometimes they don't. So the first box of children are those, they are the beloved children who always consider Baba to be their companion. They're always under Baba's canopy of protection and they're moving ahead. I then said, what do all the children need to do? Baba said, the children should keep one aim. Just as Baba sings praise of each child, Baba keeps each special jewel merged in his heart. So always remain happy that Baba has selected us. Baba is our companion. He is the canopy of protection above us. So now according to the time, the children have to adopt, imbibe their stage of being powerful and yet the stage of coolness. So time is giving different experiences to the children, but you have to maintain your powerful stage. You are the children of the Almighty Authority. Keep this awareness. And while observing all the circumstances and situations, keep your inner stage very cool, very stable. Donate rays of light, rays of power to souls of the world through your yoga stage. Spread rays of yoga so that souls have experiences that God, the Supreme Being, is listening to their calls and we have to claim our inheritance from the Supreme Being. Baba emerged all the children in front of him and gave each child this very beautiful box containing a sparkling diamond. So a diamond-like jewel was sparkling inside each box and very beautiful rays of light were spreading from the diamond. Baba then said, the children always should pay attention that we are Baba's special jewels under Baba's canopy of protection, create a very powerful inner stage that no matter what kind of storms come in front of you, with the vibrations and the powers of your inner stage, you, the diamond, will continue to sparkle and give experiences to others. Baba was then giving a lot of love to each child. Each one was holding their box with their diamond And with the rays of light coming out from these diamonds, the children were getting decorated as well. Baba said, my children are always decorated with the virtues, they are full of the powers, so maintain this awareness and form. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed each child the bhog himself. And then after that, there were some who had sent special remembrances to Baba and news. I shared that with Baba. And in return, Baba gave all these children drishti and remembrances. I then returned Om Shanti.